The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Everyone, welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. You can give us a call here at the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Now, if you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can call the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joseph Peretta, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we do have a couple of quick updates. We have a Holidays Past event coming up on Saturday, December 14th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. This will be a wonderful evening of spirit communication. This event will be held in Smithtown, New York, and the mediums participating in this event will be certified medium Gina Simone, as well as our guest on the show tonight, Joseph Peretta. So if you're in that area, be sure to check that out. Our holiday raffle is coming up on December 23rd, and with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this raffle are Janet Nohavik, Joanne Gerber, Angelina Diana, Dustin Livers, and Bobby Allison. So be sure to get your raffle tickets. This is a wonderful value. And finally, our winter grief retreat is scheduled for the weekend of January 10th through the 12th. We'll be back in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. So if you were not able to attend the summer retreat in Chester, Connecticut, you can head on down to Florida this January. I will be one of the facilitators there, and I'll be along with my colleagues, certified mediums Renata Santarelli and Angelina Diana, as well as our featured facilitator, Dr. Piero Calvi Parasetti. Now, I'm going to give you guys a promo code for this. So if you're listening in, and you do want to attend the grief retreat, and you have not made your reservations yet, please go to our website. I'm going to give you the address in just a second. And if you put in the promo code MESSAGES2019, you'll get $50 off per person. Okay, now this promo cannot be combined with any other promo code, and it does not apply to reservations already made. But be sure to get this in. Our early bird rates are ending on December 9th. So get your registration in now. These events do tend to fill up quickly. And for more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Joe Peretta. And in addition to his work with the Forever Family Foundation, Joe is also a Reiki practitioner. He is proficient in reading the tarot. And in addition to these other areas of his practice, he specializes in mediumship by helping others connect with their loved ones in spirit. And he's been on the air with us lots of times before. We're always love to have him back on the show. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thanks for having me again.
We love having you here. I'm so happy you're back with us.
Thank you.
So we have a few minutes to chat before we go to the phone lines. And I wanted to ask you about something that actually you and I have in common, and that is the subject of research studies, which all by itself, it's a fascinating subject. Maybe you could just share a little bit about that with our listeners.
Sure. So actually, right now, I can't say too much about it until after the study's over, but I am participating in a study right now, actually. I'm not in my home state of New York. I'm traveling. And,
okay.
You know, a lot goes into a research study. I know, you know, you've done them too. And, you know, it's not just, well, I don't know if people, you know, realize in a study, we're not really sitting in front of, you know, a sitter reading a person. It's more of, you know, we're kind of sequestered in a room, or it's over the phone,
right,
or we're not told anything. And, you know, that adds a certain layer of, of course, evidence when, you know, we get information correct and spirit comes through, but kind of another added layer for us to sort of work through,
right?
You know, with that pressure and not having the you know, person in front of us to kind of validate, because as you know, and I'm sure a lot of the, you know, listeners out there know, most mediums don't know what the hell we're saying when we say things, just kind of passing it along. It really is a game of telephone, so
right.
You know, that's a little it's a challenge to overcome, of course, in a study. And you know, we're not most of us aren't scientists by profession; we're mediums, so it's a lot different to be in a lab and have to worry about, you know, protocols.
Oh, it's very different. Actually, just so that our listeners understand, we are considered, when we do studies like this, we are considered human test subjects. That's what how they refer to us. And so, you know, we're being tested every which way but up, and we're not given any information up front. I'll explain to people a little bit about blinded studies. Is this what you're participating in right now?
Yes, it's a blinded study. And they're doing some testing with, you know, neurological equipment as well, which is really interesting because I don't know if a lot of that has been done, but it's really cool.
Not too much. I don't think too much has been done with that, but it's very, very interesting. I do know about one study that was done where actually, I think it was one of our mediums in Forever Family that got hooked up to an EEG.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they reviewed the scan, one doctor asked another doctor, well, what do you see here? You know, of course, she's doing mediumship during the scan as it was being taken. And the other doctor said, oh, she's epileptic. Or this person's having, you know, so definitely
right, a seizure,
something
yeah.
shows up. So, yeah, really, really fascinating. But
yeah, it should be really interesting when it comes out. It should be, report should be out next year sometime, I would think.
Oh, that's awesome. We have to watch for that. And then what we'll do is, when that study is done, let us know. We'll have you back on the show. You could talk
about it.
Yeah, that would be great. So just so our people understand, blinded studies means, basically, that both the medium and the person conducting the study have no information about the deceased person. They have no information at all prior to the experiment taking place. So basically, there's no way to cheat, you know. And there's no cold reading. People, you know, there's no body language reading. I mean, we're basically in a laboratory, you know.
Right.
So
right,
are you having fun with it, though? That's the big thing.
You know, it's fun. It's challenging. And it actually taught me a little bit about how I work as a medium, because, you know, the way that the protocol works, I can't really work how I normally work, which is just talk for an hour straight and, you know, channel information, and it's a little bit stop and go. So I've kind of realized how I get my information, which is no surprise to anyone who knows me at all, which is when I talk. I realize that I get more information as I go, which makes a lot of sense, and why I was always in trouble when I was in school for talking.
Right.
You know, because I'm a talker. You know, so having that, I've learned a little bit about myself, my own mediumship abilities through this, which is kind of cool. But I'm honestly kind of like nerding out a little bit. Like I'm so enamored with the whole process and all the equipment, and it's really, really cool, and I'm very eager to see what they come up with when this study is done.
Yeah.
Because it should. Hopefully, it'll be a groundbreaking thing, because this is stuff that no one's really ever done to this level.
Yeah, there really needs to be more of this. There are not too many studies that are done like this, so this is awesome that you're getting to participate in this.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what some of the outcomes are, and I would love to read about the study when it comes out. So let us know. We're going to have you back on the show. We'll talk about
definitely
it.
Definitely will, yes.
All righty, so we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Joe Peretta, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Molloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Peretta. So we're going to go to our phone lines now. I know we've got our phone lines are all loaded here. Everybody is waiting. And you ready to go, Joe?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. So before we take our first caller, I always like to mention that we do want to hear your voice because that's what helps us to connect with your loved ones. So if we take your call on the air and you'd like to have a connection to spirit, tell us that. Or if you have a question for us, we love taking your questions as well. All right, let's get to our first caller. I think we have Jenny calling in from Missouri. Are you with us, Jenny?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection or did you have a question?
I would like a connection.
Connection with spirit. All right, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Okay, so I'm just going to take one moment to tune in. So I actually have two people coming through connected to you. One feels like it would be, I keep getting mom energy, so I don't know if your mom's on the side or it might be grandmother too, but if it is grandmother, it would have to be a grandmother that you, like, lived with or, you know, were really close to because she comes through very strong as mom. And would you know who, like, Anne, Annie, Anna, like, who that name is? Could be alive or past. Just that name, it means A-N name. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll ask for more. Okay, so this woman keeps pointing to her head, which for me is my symbol when someone passes from either, like, Alzheimer's, dementia, or there's, like, something with the brain or a stroke, you know, like head-mind stuff. That's how this woman told me she passed. And she keeps telling me A-N, like, I'm supposed to bring up Anne, Annie, Anna. I'm going to just for the sake of time, I'm just going to keep going, but please just keep that in your mind.
Okay.
Just yes or no for right now. She keeps saying to me, like, sister, do you have a sister on you? Well, let me start with this. Is your mother passed or mom is here in the physical world?
No, my mom is here. My sister-in-law passed.
Okay, because this has to be, I was going to say this is like mother energy over there. So if it's not your mom, it could be grandmother, but she's making me feel like she's with the sister. So you have a sister-in-law on the other side of the family?
Yeah.
On the other side, rather. Would you know if her mother's passed, your sister-in-law's mom?
Yes. She has.
Okay, I think that maybe the people that I'm getting here, would you know again if there's like Anne, Annie, Anna connected to her or that family?
The name isn't familiar.
Okay, just keep that there, but I'm pretty sure it's with your sister-in-law's family. Now, again, that woman on the other side showed me the head thing, so please validate that. It's got to be her mother. I'll take it. If it's her grandmother, too. Your sister-in-law, both these ladies immediately came in the second I heard your voice. I know they might not be the people that you wanted to hear from, but they're who's coming through. And they said to me, there's something about a man here in the physical world. I'm not 100% sure who this man is just yet, but I know he'd have to be directly connected to your sister-in-law. Is your brother, is it like your brother that's still here, your brother-in-law, he's alive, this man, her husband?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you know if he's going for any kind of, like, testing or something like that? Because she keeps talking about a medical issue that he really, like, needs to pay attention to, but he's going to get an answer about soon. So to me, that's if someone's waiting for some kind of blood test or some kind of test to come back from a doctor or if they're afraid to go, but they need to get the results is what I keep hearing. Would you know anything about that with her husband who's still alive?
He is still alive. We're not close.
Okay. You might not know too much about this, but this is where you gotta. I'm going to give you some medium homework. You got to go on Facebook and stalk someone or call and ask. But there is, she's passing the message along that he does need to take care of some kind of health issue with himself. And she showed me two things. Your sister actually showed me three things. She's giving me a lot of stuff. I know we're probably running out of time. First, she showed me a ribbon, which for me is usually a cancer passing. So I don't know if she had the cancer or that someone else connected to her, but I know that there's the cancer passing with her. And then she showed me a sugar bowl, which is diabetes, and the heart. So her husband either has a heart issue and he's suspicious about having a diabetes or a sugar issue, or maybe he knows about the diabetes and not the heart thing, but I kind of feel like
he does have diabetes.
Okay, so he's got to pay attention to that, but there's a heart thing that's really saying, like, you've got to go to the doctor, but you've got to pay attention to it. And she did show me, like, a stent or a pacemaker or something like that. I think if he doesn't have that already, he's going to end up needing one. But I feel like it's going to be okay. This isn't a prediction of his death. It's just, like, this guy's got to take better care of himself. And, you know, your sister-in-law is kind of trying to push through in your reading just to get this through, because I think if he doesn't go soon, he's like, there's gonna have bigger problems. Okay. If that makes sense. Now, there's one more thing, and then I know we're probably really running out of time. This is so random.
Yeah, about half a minute we have.
Okay. I don't know why, but your sister-in-law just showed me an octopus or like a squid. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to say about that. I don't know if that was like a favorite food or if there's like a, I don't know, a stuffed animal that's like a squid. Or it beats the hell out of me. But she showed it to me, so if you can ask him, please just try to validate whatever that is. Before I let you go, she does want to say that she's all right. And there is, she did show me a child on the other side, so I don't know if you have lost a child of your own or that's in your family, but she did bring forward a younger energy with her on the other side. I know this is just right at the end, but she just wanted to acknowledge that that soul is there with her, the younger passing, not a baby, but younger to have passed. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
All righty. Jenny, thank you for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you, Jenny.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty. Let's get to our next caller. I think we have Bernadette calling in from California. Are you with us, Bernadette?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Thanks for calling in. Did you have a question for us, or would you like a mini reading?
Mini reading, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, Bernadette, you're all mine. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a man coming through at first on the other side. He comes through in your generation, so just yes or no for right now. Did you lose like a brother or a spouse?
There is a male spirit, but I don't have a brother-in-law spirit.
Okay, but would he be like your generation, like a spouse or a friend? I'm not getting him younger than you. I'm not getting older. I get like your peer group. Would you understand that?
No.
It's okay. I'll ask for more. I hate to just give you a letter, but this man keeps saying to me, Jay, I keep hearing. So I don't know if it would be like the name Jay or if it would be the Jay initial, but he is acknowledging that he's there. Now, I believe you, but he's insisting that I talk about, like, if he's, like, brother energy, so it has to be somewhere. I don't know if it's brother-in-law. I don't know if it would be, like, a friend who was like a brother, but he keeps coming through in your generation. Do you know why he's showing me? Now, I know this might be hard because you don't know who he is, but he's showing me some kind of vehicle accident, whether it be a car or a motorcycle. I'm not too sure, but I'm supposed to acknowledge the vehicle accident somehow connected to you, but it's a passing. It's not someone alive who was in one. It's someone who crossed because of some kind of vehicle accident, either being in one or being hit by a car. Would you understand who that is just yet? I know it might be hard because I don't know who the man is right now.
No, not the accident who's passed, but there was an accident, but they're still living.
Okay, hold on. I could have that wrong. It could be. I don't want to make it fit. He's insisting that I say Jay again. So do you know who, like, does someone go by Jay, like, as a nickname, or is it their actual name? Like, I just keep hearing Jay, Jay, Jay. Do you understand that?
My uncle's named Jay, but he is living.
Your uncle, okay, so your uncle's alive, his name is Jay. But he's not the guy with the accident,
correct,
is he?
No, I don't know about that.
Okay, so I'm supposed to talk about your uncle Jay, for whatever reason. This man has to somehow be connected to him, so I don't know, again, if it'll be like a cousin or what the deal is, but he's just acknowledging your Uncle Jay, that he's around him, he sees him, but there's something about this accident again, like, so no one at all passed in that accident?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
My Uncle Jay might know, but I don't.
So he would know about the whole accident thing, your uncle?
He might. I would have to talk to him about it. He might know.
Yeah, you've got to ask him, because I really feel like if someone lived from the accident, I'll accept that, but there's a passing connected to it as well, because that's this man that's coming through, and I feel like, again, he's like your age group. Please, if you can, just ask your uncle about it, because this man probably wants to know that he's passed, I would think. Now, I have another, really quick, I know we're probably coming to the end here, but I have another younger male energy on the other side, and he just keeps showing me the number 11. So is there a connection to November, like a birthday or a passing or something coming up with you? He just keeps showing me 11,
no.
Like November. See, the November, the 11th of a month. I'm really leaning toward November. Do you know who? It's going to be hard to place. I'm trying to rush through this because I know we don't have a lot of time. He keeps showing me ST, like an ST name. Is there like Stacy or Stephanie or like Steffi? It's like a shorter ST name. I guess I'll take Steve, Steph. No, that is, I almost want to say it's like Stacy. ST, he keeps showing me.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. He points it down, so I know it's someone who's alive, so it's not someone passed, but it's somebody living with the, like Steph, Stacy, leaning more towards female. It's someone that he wants to acknowledge. And again, he showed me, like, November. Like, I have to bring up the 11th month, November. It's important that I say that. And I really feel like there's a happy feeling around it, so it's got to be, like, a birthday or a wedding anniversary. There's something coming up in November is how I keep hearing about that. And it might be the beginning of November because he keeps showing me Halloween, so it would have to be, like, right after, you know, like, right around, like, when Halloween's ending, so, like, the first week of November, let's say. Hold on a second, Doreen, how are we on time?
A few seconds, Joe.
Okay, let me see if I get anything else from this guy. I just keep hearing from the younger, male energy on the other side. He's just acknowledging, like, his presence that he showed up today. That's all I keep getting from him right now. Probably because of the time constraint. But I hope this helped a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay, well, I'll talk to my Uncle Jay. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in, Bernadette. Thank you. I hope this helped.
Okay.
All righty. We have time for, I think, another call before we have to go to break.
Okay.
I think we have Nancy calling in from Connecticut. Are you with us, Nancy?
Yes. Hi. Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for calling in. Did you want a mini reading or did you have a question for Joe?
I would love a mini reading, please.
Okay.
Okay.
You go, Joe.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You know, Nancy, you feel very familiar to me. Have we met before?
Not that I'm aware of.
We got to compare notes because we might not.
Okay.
I don't know. You have a very familiar energy to me for some reason. Maybe it's the whole Northeast thing. I'm from New York. So maybe that's what that is. Anyway,
I hear a New York accent.
Yeah, it's hard to miss. I have a very strong mom. Actually, are both your parents close? Because I feel like I have a set of like mom and dad, like mother, father, or grandfather, grandmother. Do you understand that? Are your parents on the other side?
Just one of them.
Okay, so it would probably be a set of grandparents then, but I'm leaning more toward your mom's parents, like those two. And then you have a lot of people that I have to get to in 5 minutes. So I have this man on the other side who's two men actually coming through. One of them keeps showing me he keeps showing me blood flow in the heart, so it has to be like a congestive heart failure or a heart attack, or there's something connected with a major heart issue is what he keeps showing me. And something about like knowing it was there but not knowing he was going to pass, but he did. Like it must have happened very quickly, or he was diagnosed and passed shortly after. Just real quick, would you understand who that might be?
No, not yet.
That's okay. I think that's connected to your... I keep hearing a lot about dad. Is your father passed?
Yes.
I know that you probably know how dad passed, but I don't know. I keep hearing this from your father. Like, I don't know if he had any heart issues, or I'll think of it the lung thing because he keeps giving me a lot with the chest, but I keep hearing that connected to, like, dad or dad's side of the family.
Okay.
But the other man that came through with your father keeps showing me, like, a prostate cancer or, like, colon cancer or... Like, I don't know if you would know who that is with your father as well, but he keeps showing me, like, cancer in that area of the body, like, lower in the body. I would say, like, colon, pancreatic, prostate cancer, like, down in that area of the body. That's how he passed. But he keeps showing me a big distance. Did you, like, not really see your father's family or something, or do they live far away? Would you understand that?
He didn't really have much family.
Oh, I might take that if there wasn't many people to be connected to, because it keeps showing me, like, distance.
Oh.
So this might be someone in your dad's family that you weren't very close to because there wasn't a lot of them. But just please keep that there. I really do have your mom's parents, too. I just need to acknowledge that they're around. And they keep showing me my symbols when I'm supposed to tell you, like, someone is a sort of like a guardian angel. You know what I mean? Like, I get that from your they're around you a lot, your mom's parents, is how I'm supposed to say that to you. Now, your father keeps... telling me to talk. So mom is still here in the physical world, you said, correct?
Right.
Are you taking care of your mom yet? Like, does she live with you or does she live really close to you? Because your father keeps showing me you helping mom out. Is that happening yet?
She doesn't really need a whole lot of help right now. She's pretty independent.
Okay, I'll take that. But please just keep that in your mind because your father keeps showing me you helping mom. Not like, you know, having to carry her to the bathroom or anything, but I keep seeing you having to assist your mother quite a bit. He said, does your mother still drive? Because he said to me it has something to do with driving. Like she may have to, I don't know, stop driving or have to give up a car. Does your mother currently drive?
She does.
Okay, so that might, there might be something coming up where either mom, I asked your father what that's about, and he showed me vision stuff, so it might be something with mom's vision where she might not be able to drive at night or something, and you have to drive her around more often, or there's just something about you having to help her because of, it's more so like carting mom around, having to drive her from here to there, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And but your father keeps saying, like, don't worry about it too much. So I don't think it's like your mom's not going to be able to take care of herself. But I do think you're going to have to kind of, like, step up is the feeling that he's giving me.
Okay.
Now, your dad just showed me, I don't mean to jump around all over the place, but we don't have a lot of time.
That's fine.
Your father showed me a bottle of pills, which is usually my symbol for when I'm supposed to acknowledge someone who passes from some kind of addiction. Typically, it'll be like a drug addiction. Would you understand who that is?
You mean that someone passed from a drug addiction?
Yeah, I keep hearing about the drug issue. The drug issue is what he keeps talking about. Do you understand that?
No, I don't know of anyone who passed for that reason.
Your dad is showing me, if the person hasn't passed, I'm not going to say that I'm predicting that they are, because I would never do that. I don't predict death. But it's got to be someone who's real sick because of that, because whenever they show me gray on someone who's still alive, that's either someone who has a pretty serious illness or someone who's passed already, but I really think it's someone passed. And your dad keeps, do you have a friend, because he said to me it's not directly related, do you have a friend that's like, I don't know, Mary, Marie, Margaret, I'll even say like Marjorie. He keeps giving me like an M-A-R name, but like friend is how I get that, and I feel like this is somehow connected to her, like I'm supposed to acknowledge the person who passed from that or is having that issue right now. But again, it's like a friend or a family friend, not a direct blood connection, but with the name like Marilyn, Margaret, Mary. I keep hearing that as well from your father. But the big thing really that your dad wants, and it's just to acknowledge that about that person, but I really think they're passed, honestly, from the drug thing. I don't think it's someone who's still alive. But dad really wants me to talk about, like just to remind you about the mom, the thing with your mom and the driving, and I really think it's going to be something that's affecting her vision. Like not that she's going to go blind, but I keep seeing driving at night, not being able to get around because I can't see very well when it's getting dim out or when it's nighttime. So I don't know, does mom have any issues like her eyes right now or night driving or anything like
that?
No. Okay, no,
please, she's pretty
watch
good.
That. All right, good. I hope she stays that way and I'm wrong. However, I know when they come through, you know, they bring these things up for a reason. Mom talks about, you know, anything at all with her eyes or driving or just don't kind of brush it off, really pay attention to it, because your dad's talking about like her not being, maybe she won't have to give up the car fully. She might just not have to drive at night or something. And now that the winter's coming, you know, it's night more often than it's day. That kind of
right.
thing. But I keep seeing
just
you having
a few seconds more.
Yeah. So I just know that going forward, sooner than later, you're going to have to be helping mom out with her driving situation, with the car, bringing her places, all that stuff. But other than that, I get good health with your mom. And remember, I'm told to remind you about your grandparents, that they're around you a lot, your mom's parents. So please just acknowledge those people whenever you feel anybody around or get any signs or anything like that, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Nancy, thank you for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Joe's website. You'll find him at joeperetta.com. And we'll get back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joe Perretta, but before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Apple Store, Home Depot, Nike, Old Navy, Sirius Radio, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, so let's get back to our show. We have Joe Peretta here with us tonight. We've got time for a couple of more calls. Let's get to our next caller. I think we have Marla on the line calling in from Maryland. Are you with us, Marla?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like a reading with Joe, or did you have a question?
Well, I think I'll have a question to switch it up a little bit.
Sure.
So I have had a very challenging life, and sometimes it's been really, really good, and sometimes it's been really bad. And the past year and a half in particular has been very rough. So what my question is if I can feel spirit around me sometimes, like trying to help me, but if there's any messages that they have for me or to know what the next couple years of my life looks like.
Okay, why don't we have Joe, why don't you take this first, and maybe I'll kind of chime in and jump in.
All right.
As well.
Yeah, well, tag team. Very good. Okay, Marla, well, I just have really two quick things to validate from spirit. I just wanted to pass along, and then I'll give you a little bit of a prediction here. I have two women coming through on the other side. One is, again, I get a lot of moms tonight, but feels like very strong mother energy. And then one feels younger to have passed. So, I'm going to get to your questions, but I just want you to know that they are coming through. And I don't know if this means anything to you at all, but one of them keeps showing me, like, little pink bows, and I have no clue what I'm supposed to say about that. Sometimes I'll see stuff like that if there's, like, if I'm tuning into, like, a baby and there's a baby girl. But I don't think I'm even predicting like a baby coming. I think there's something about bows that I'm supposed to bring up to you. So I don't know if you'd understand that right now. But I feel like that's either like, I don't know, a symbol or a validation of something. And one other kind of quick question. Do you know of anybody who had or has like a French bulldog or like a pug or one of those dogs, like kind of like a really ugly face, but it's very cute at the same time? Do you know what I mean? Like one of those kinds of dogs? Do you understand that?
I know what you mean, but I don't know any dog like that.
So I'll start there then, because that's where I feel like I might be starting my predictions anyway. Could you get a dog? Are you not allergic or anything? Or because for some reason, I feel like I'm supposed to talk to you about this dog. Like either you're going to get this dog or it's a suggestion spirit that you get like a little animal companion. Do you have any animals already?
No, and I do have some allergies, and I have to be honest, I like animals, but I'm not really an animal person.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that. We won't yell at you for that. However, just something to think about if they're showing me a dog. But I asked them where you're headed, and they kind of gave me like a 5-year arc or like little storyline. So over the next 5 years, they said to me, my guides kind of pointed out that they're going to be changing either how you make your money or like the job that you do. I don't know if you're, are you currently like not working or are you part-time or something? Because they are showing me kind of a step back from work. So I don't know if that's happened just yet. If it hasn't, it probably will. But I feel like it's sort of to redirect you and the way you make your money or how you, pay your bills, like that kind of thing. Are you currently working?
I work part-time.
Okay, so you are part-time already. That's good. I think you're in the right ballpark there, because they keep telling me that they're like changing the way you make your money, and I kind of feel like it's either you're going to be making more money or be working a little bit easier, but for the same amount of money, less time, and it's going to make your life a little bit more free is the word I want to use. Like you'll be able to do things that you enjoy or things that make you happy, because they're showing me your hands like kind of tied behind your back, like you're a lot of your choices in your life, they're telling me, haven't really made them. They've been made for you by circumstance. You know what I mean? Like, you had to do this, you had to do that. And over the next 5 years, they're setting you up so you can finally, like, live the life that you actually want and not have to feel so obligated to other people or situations or things like that. Doreen, anything you wanted to just chime in about?
Yes, I actually do. You know, when we just got on the phone, Marla, and I heard your voice, I started getting, us mediums and psychics, we get a lot of things symbolically. We get a lot of symbolic imagery.
And I started, uh-huh. since I heard your voice, I started to get all my symbolism for Reiki and directing energy and meditation and a lot of kind of metaphysical imagery when I heard your voice. And you might be thinking about getting more into that sort of stuff if you're doing it already, or if you're not, maybe learning how to kind of become more centered by using maybe meditation experiences or listening to meditation music. I'm also seeing images of water, and I don't know if you live by the water or if you take comfort in like being at the water's edge, or you like to go to the beach, or you like to be where there's water. But I'm seeing a lot of, those are all very metaphysical imagery for me, all those images. Do you understand that? Why am I be getting that?
Well, I am a spiritual person, and I do try to meditate.
Okay.
And I just moved from like the Pacific Northwest, where there was a lot of desert, back to Maryland, which is on a coastline.
Okay. Are you close to the water now, though, or is this someplace like you feel your comfort zone, like when you go to the water, or you're around that kind of element?
The thing is that I wanted, when I moved, I wanted to be back closer to the water, but a big mass of water would be about a 3.5-hour drive for me.
Okay. It doesn't have to be a big, like a large body of water or you being on the ocean. I'm just seeing the symbolism of it. You can also sometimes really tap into that by getting like water fountains and having that in your house, because it's a very subliminal kind of calming thing. But I'm seeing a lot of imagery for you to be able to work on centering yourself, which is actually going to help you over the next several years to kind of shift the way you're thinking of things or the way you view your situation, because we're always in a state of flux. You know, everything's always changing with most of us all the time. But I do feel you do also have a lot of spiritual energy around you. And I will tell you this, if you work on meditating a little bit, you're going to be able to bring in those spirit energies, your loved ones, a little bit easier. Not only that, but you can also bring in your guides as well, which can kind of help to give you a little bit of insight. They sometimes will share, you know, certain sensations or feelings or visions or things as you're in your meditation, kind of helps to guide you what's next. So listen more to your inner voice. I really feel like the way to answer your question, the way you posed your question, listen more to your inner voice. It's there. You have some intuitive abilities. Just have to kind of hone your skills at that, maybe tap into that just a tiny bit more, okay? And I hope this helped a little bit today.
It helps a lot. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks for calling into the show. All righty. I think we have time for another caller. Do we have Amy on the line calling in from Alabama? Are you with us, Amy?
Yes. Hello. I'm here.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading, or did you have a question?
I would like to have a mini reading, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, Amy.
Thank
are you ready?
You. I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. I have a man here on the other side, male energy. He's jumping right into your life, so I promise you I'll validate a little bit about him in a second. But are you redoing like any floors in your house or something, or ripping up a carpet, or would you know anything about that? He keeps telling me to talk about the floor.
Yeah, I would love to redo our floors, actually.
Oh, okay, so that's on your mind. That's probably going to happen, because you showed me someone redoing the floor, and I'm like, could you just tell me who you are first before we talk about this? So I'll take that. He said he's bringing it up because do you have someone who used to live in your home, or who used to live with you, who's passed?
Yes.
Because he said to me, I used to live there, is what the way he put it. So I'm like, so either meaning he used to, you know, live with you when he was alive, or in that home. But he's saying like he's got an interest in it because, you know, it's like his home too, you know. So like, this is my say. Now I got to tell you, I know this is like kind of not probably what you wanted to talk about, but he's got advice about the floor.
Okay.
He keeps showing me like linoleum tiles, and he put an X through it as if I'm supposed to say like, if you're going to do it, don't do it the cheap way. Get like actual tile floor. So I don't know if you were thinking about, like, oh, maybe I'll just put linoleum down or whatever it is, but please just, like, save up and, I guess, get a better quality floor. I don't know why he's at, you know, I asked him, I said, well, why are you bringing this up? This is kind of funny. And he said to me, it has to do with water. Do you live near, like, I don't know, where you get floods, or have you had plumbing issues in the past or something? Because I feel like it's either like a humidity thing or like a flooding thing, where if you had real tile, it won't matter. But if you had like a linoleum or something, it would get messed up because of like the water in the home. Or but do you understand that at all?
I don't understand the water part, but I'm very cheap, so I could lean towards the cheaper route and would probably better enjoy it.
I'll take that, but I think he's trying to make a case, if you're cheap, as you say. I think he might be just trying to make a case so that you don't have to spend double of what you wanted to on two linoleum floors if there's going to be some kind of water issue. So please just keep that in mind.
Okay.
He said to me, even though I'm here, she still takes care of me. Do you like, I don't know, do you talk to him all the time? And, like, I almost feel like you try to tell him, like, oh, don't do this over there. I don't know, it's kind of funny. I've never heard that before. But he said, even though I'm here, she's still taking care of me. Do you understand that, though? Like, do you still try to watch out for him, even though you're here and he's on the other side kind of thing?
I do.
Okay.
I take care of everybody.
Oh, you do. So it's in your nature. You know, it's funny. Usually they're telling me that they're taking care of you, but he's like, no, she still helps me out. She still takes care of me over here. You really have that. You're like interdimensional caregiver. You have that sort of vibe. He said to me to talk to you about the tree. Did you plant a tree for this gentleman, or is there something about a tree that I'm supposed to bring up as well, like on your property, or he just said talk about the tree. Do you understand that?
Yes, we recently planted two trees.
For him?
No.
Oh, but you just...
It was
just
a memory of two other family members
other
that
people.
We lost.
Okay, gotcha. So please know that he knows about that, too. He's just really trying to make sure that you know he's around, obviously. Bring up your floor, bring up the trees. He said, we're all together, don't worry about it. But he said all four of us. So you said it's him, two other people, there's a fourth person that I'm supposed to acknowledge that's with them.
Yes.
Do you have two younger passings on the other side? Like when you think about them, you say, well, you know, they passed before their time kind of thing?
100%.
Okay, because he said to me, it's like two older and then, you know, like, a normal age to pass, so that would be acceptable, and then two younger is how he shows it to me. So please know. And
100%.
And he's one of the younger ones, correct? Is that who you're thinking of?
Correct.
Yes. Because that's how I feel. He feels very youthful.
Yes.
They're all together. He said to me that somebody is getting, like, he showed me a tattoo, and then he showed me two rings linked together. So I don't know if someone's getting a tattoo of, like, something linked, or if someone's getting a tattoo and there's two rings that are linked. I don't know what that's about. It might be two separate things. Do you understand that?
Yes, my dad got a tattoo of a butterfly on a swing that has two links on a swing.
Oh, perfect. So please know that he's just bringing that up. That's important. Is this like your son that's on the other side, or would you understand that?
I have a daughter on the other side.
Oh, a daughter on the other side. Okay, gotcha.
But I think that who you're talking with is my uncle, who passed at a younger age.
Passed younger. Gotcha. Because I was going to say, I really feel like there's a child of yours on the other side, but I was only getting the male energy. So your uncle's a little chatty, but please know he's with your daughter, too. That's the other younger energy. I'm 100% sure of it. Now,
about 30
numbers...
seconds. About 30
okay,
seconds.
So I'm just gonna throw a number at you, my friend. He showed me the number 612, 612. Is there something June 12th or, I don't know, is 612 like an address or something? Would you know what that is? I'll take even an area code. But he showed me 612, and I don't know what that means.
Okay, I'll write it down. I don't know either.
Yeah, just write it down because it could be something that hasn't happened yet. If you've had readings before, you know how this goes. But please know that this group of four specifically, they're all okay. They really need you to know that. And, you know, it's just very important that you know that they're together and that they're all right and they're still looking out for you. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Amy, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped just a little bit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, Amy, take care.
Oh, my gosh. This hour goes so fast. We are just
about
out of time. I know. But I really want to thank our guest tonight, Joe Peretta, for joining us this evening. And, Joe, if our listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a private reading with you, the best way is through the website?
Yeah, through my website. You can friend me on Facebook and Instagram. I would suggest Facebook because I do most of my psychic posting there. If you want to see me out with my friends at a bar, then follow me on Instagram.
Okay, well, that's all good, too. But
yeah, that's good, too. But definitely the website is the best, you know, joeparetta.com. Just email me there because any other point of social media is just going to direct you there anyway. So just email me there if anyone wants to, you know, comment, criticize, book a reading, whatever.
Awesome. Well, hopefully they're going to want to book a reading. It's very hard with many readings. We can't get to much,
though.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. Please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We've got lots of information up on the web. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. In the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.